You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 986. Today's Devo is called Wade in the Water. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Hello and good morning. Happy Monday to all of our listeners. This is Gabby Alessi, and I will be your host for this week, joined by my sister, Stephanie Muina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie will be doing all the devotionals this week, and so I'm really looking forward to it. We just want to let you guys know, thank you for all the feedback. Thank you for all the posting. For following us. I feel like we're getting to know this whole new group of people, and it's been really special to see all of the follows, the likes, the downloads, the response from these Devos. So we both want to thank you all.
Yes, thank you.
And we encourage you to keep on posting and reposting. And if you're enjoying these episodes and these devotionals, then please reach out to us on our Instagram. DM us. You can DM us on our account, which is the My Morning Devotional Podcast Instagram, or you can even message us personally, and we'd love to hear from you. Stephanie, you have a great Devo for us.
Yes, I do.
Let's take it away.
Thank you, Gabs. And yes, we want to connect with you. We want to know what you are thinking about our podcast, because we are just loving doing this. We love to talk about the Word of God and how it's impacted us. So today, I will be reading from 1 Corinthians 3:7. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Let me back it up to verse 5. What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his tasks. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow.
Yeah,
I have been meditating on this verse because I, as a leader at a church, I really use this to remind myself of what my task is.
Yeah.
It is my job, it is my calling, it is my role to water, to plant seeds and to water them. But the freedom in all of this is that God is the one who makes it grow. And the beauty of that is I can do my job knowing that I have to do the little things, God's going to do the big things.
Yeah.
God's going to make it grow in you. But what does that mean to me as an individual who is being watered? What does that mean to me as an individual who is being planted seeds inside of my own heart? I work at a church. I'm a leader at a church. However, I have my own leaders that speak into me.
Yeah.
I have pastors that speak into me. I have spiritual aunts and mamas who speak into me. And they are, like this verse says, the leaders that plant seeds in my heart. They are the leaders that water those seeds. And God's the one that's going to help it grow in me.
So good.
So the big question here is, Gabby, am I allowing the Lord to grow that seed that he has placed in me? It is so easy for me to call out somebody else. It's so easy for me to look at somebody else's mistakes. It's so easy for me to tell you what your mistakes are and give you the advice, but it is always hard to have to accept that advice when it's being given to me. It's always hard to listen to the correction when it's being pointed at me.
Yeah.
Because I have my defenses up. My flesh has to really be put down. And I am always in the process of allowing the Lord to come and grow something in me. You know, we're not puppets in God's hands. He is in control, but he gives us free will.
Yeah.
He gives us the freedom to make these choices to be better. So my question and my challenge to you today is, are you allowing the Lord to grow in you?
Yeah.
Are you allowing God to correct things in you? If a leader comes in your church, or if your family comes and they want you to better something, are you willing and able to listen to that advice?
Yeah.
Listen to that correction, and then work towards fixing that area in your heart. Listen, it is hard. I get it. Having a strong character, having weaknesses, not knowing how to work on those weaknesses, that is extremely hard for all of us to do. But like I said in a podcast a couple weeks ago, God has given you that divine power for you to change. But are you allowing yourself to change?
Yep.
Are you allowing God to come in and really change your heart? You know, the Word of God says that you have to read the Word and then walk away and remember what it taught you. If you don't, you're like a man who looks in the mirror and walks away and forgets what his face looks like.
Mm.
You are not somebody who walks away from the mirror and forgets what your face looks like.
Good.
You know what it is you need to work on. You know what it is that God is calling you higher to. So now allow God to grow that in you. Just like the plants in your backyard, you've positioned it perfectly to get the right amount of water, the right amount of sunlight, the right amount of humidity. Now the plant needs to choose to absorb all of that humidity, to absorb that sunlight and to grow. And you yourself, you have been positioned in the perfect place to receive the correction from a leader, to receive the, it's not calling out, we call it calling up.
Yeah.
Somebody's calling you higher, but are you allowing yourself to go higher? God has called you to greater places. You need to give yourself the freedom and the boldness to step into those higher places. You can do it. You have the divine power of Christ in you to be stronger. Now you just have to take that first step into changing your heart, allowing the Word of God to be absorbed into your heart and to change. So guys, let's just pray, knowing this truth that God is not only growing something in us, but he's giving us the power and the boldness to grow and to change. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for this wonderful life that you have given us. Because of your Word, because of your Spirit, because of your standard that you have set for us, we can now walk in greater and better things. We don't have to stay who we are. We can change. We can be better. We can be better for our family. We can be better for our marriage, for our children, for our workplace, for our friends, for our sisters, for our brothers, for our parents. We can be better. You have positioned us in the perfect place to grow. So God, here's our prayer today. Grow me.
Mm.
Improve me. Fix whatever you need to fix.
Yes, Lord.
Show me the sin I don't even see, God. Show me the areas I need to correct. And God, I will correct them. I will practice self-control and I will be better at it. We all need the help. But today, God, I'm going to take a step back and let you help me. You grow me. Because I do it all to please you first. Because I love you first more than anybody, Jesus. And in Jesus' name we all pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.